So we mentioned yesterday that during the first paragraph of Kaddish, a person should not be davening or talking, because that's when the one who's saying the Kaddish, the chazan, or the individual saying the Kaddish, is inviting, as it were, the tzibur to say Yehesh Merdaba. And the main part of Kaddish is Yehesh Merdaba. What about davening during the paragraph after Yehesh Merdaba? During the paragraph which starts with Yisburach. So, a few points. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Nun Vav that a person who stops after Lalam Lamayam Ayah Bilvad is making a mistake. Toyim Haim. Because Azul Havshid Bein Omaya the Yisburach. So, according to Shulchan Aruch, the person has to say Yisham Rabbah Marach Lalam Lamayam Ayah Yisburach. He has to say that word Yisburach also. This is based on the sources from one of the Sifrei Kabbalah, from one of the big Kabbalim, Rabbi Yosef Katalia, says that. The Bir Grah brings a makor for it in a medrash as well, that your person should not separate between Olam Olamei Mayah and the word Yisburach. However, he says that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that a person should say the word Yisburach. It means a person should be hearing the word Yisburach. The Magen Ram takes it a step further. Says, if you look at the Beis Yosef, he understands that not only do you say Yisburach, but you say the whole paragraph. That is actually the minhag of the Sfardim. They say the whole paragraph. The Magen Ram said that's incorrect. We don't say the paragraph. We listen to the paragraph, and we fulfill the concept of saying that paragraph through Shemei Ka'ayna. So the Magen Ram understands that bets of a person has a chiyuv to say that paragraph. And the Shavur points out, based on this, that a person who was answered Yehesh Merdaba, and either because the chazan, the one who saying Kaddish, went quickly, or because the person he said Yehesh Merdaba slowly, by the time he finishes Yehesh Merdaba, the person already said a few words. He's already said Yisburach, Yishtabach, Yispar. So a person in that situation, in a place where he's allowed to be mavsik, not during Sukkot Zimra or because Kriya Shema, but a place where he's allowed to be mavsik, a person should actually say those words, because he bets him he's supposed to say those words. He's been yotze to them with Shemei Ka'ayna. But he didn't hear those words because he's busy saying Yehesh Merdaba. So that situation, he would continue to say Yisburach, Yishtabach, Yispar. And of course, meanwhile, the chazan is going weiter. So you have to catch up to the chazan. So a person should try in time, the person who's saying Kaddish should try in time his continuation to the next paragraph to give people time to say Yehesh Merdaba. And the person who's saying Yehesh Merdaba should try in time his what he's saying in order to be able to finish in time to hear the chazan saying Yisburach, etc. So a person really needs to hear the second paragraph as well. So from the beginning of Kaddish, basically we said yesterday, a person should not be davening or talking because he has to listen to the chazan say the hazmona, the invitation to say Yehesh Merdaba. During the paragraph of Yisburach, a person should not be davening because he's supposed to be listening to the words of Kaddish. Whether a person says Yisburach together with Yehesh Merdaba or not, that the Shulchan Aruch says that one has to. The Gros says that if you look at the swarm of the Rishonim, the Rambam and others indicate that you do not say it, and there's two minhagim, what to do with that, whatever your minhag is, you should follow. But definitely a person should be listening and hearing that. In a case where he did not hear it, he should be saying it on his own. Interestingly enough, that the Mishabur takes us a step further. And the Mishabur talks about the halacha of during Shemoneh Esrei. So a person does not answer to Kaddish during Shemoneh Esrei, but he should stop and listen to Kaddish. Mishabur says the person should listen from Yehesh Merdaba Barak Olam Olamei Mayah and the word Yisburach. So a person should pause in Shemoneh Esrei and hear all of those words, including Yisburach, before he continues to daven, goes back to davening Shemoneh Esrei. So even though Mishabura does not pass on that you should say Yisburach when you're davening, you should be hearing it, but it's important enough to be connected to that during Shemoneh Esrei we're pausing and listening. We don't pause and listen to feel in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You're supposed to be davening, but for Yehesh Merdaba we pause and we listen, and for the word Yisburach also a person should pause and listen at that point in time. Have a good morning.